From Springfield High School to begin round two, please welcome Catherine Beeler.
The Kiss by Robert Graves. Are you shaken? Are you stirred? By a whisper of love, spellbound to a word. Does time cease to move till her calm gray eye expands to the sky and the clouds of her hair like storms go by? Then the lips that you have kissed turn to frost and fire, and a white steaming mist obscures desire. So back to their birth, fade water, air, earth, and the first power moves over void and earth. Is that love? No, but death. A passion, a shout, the deep in breath, the breath roaring out. And once that is flown, you must lie alone, without hope, without life. Poor flesh, sad bone.
Please welcome, from Southeast High School, Annabelle Emuse.
The Golden Shovel by Terrence Hayes, after Gwendolyn Brooks. 1. 1981. When I am so small, Dad's sock covers my arm. We cruise at twilight until we find the place the real men lean, bloodshot and translucent with cool. His smile is a gold-plated incantation as we drift by women on bar stools with nothing left in them but approachlessness. This is a school I do not know yet, but the cue sticks mean we are rubbed by light, smooth as wood, the lurk of smoke thin to song. We won't be out late. Standing in the middle of the street last night, we watched the moonlit lawns and a neighbor strike his son in the face, a shadow knocked straight. Dad promised to leave me everything. The shovel we used to bury the dog, the words he loved to sing, his rusted pistol, his squeaky Bible, his sin. The boy's sneakers were light on the road. We watched him run to us looking wounded and thin. He'd been caught lying or drinking his father's gin. He'd been defending his ma, trying to be a man. We stood in the road, and my father talked about jazz, how sometimes a tune is born of outrage. And by June, the boy would be locked up state. That night, we got down on our knees in my room. If I should die before I wake, Dad said to me, it will be too soon. 1991, into the tented city we go, weakened by the fire's ethereal afterglow, born lost and cooler than heartache. What we know is what we know. the left hand severed and schooled by cleverness, a plate of weekdays cooking, the hour lurking in the afterglow, a late night chant. Into the city we go. Close your eyes and strike a blow. Light can be straightened by its shadow. What we break is what we hold, a singular blue note, an outcry singed, exiting the throat. We push until we thin, thinking we won't creep back again. And while God licks his kin, we sing until our blood is jazz. We swing from June to June. We sweat to keep from weeping. Groomed on a diet of hunger, we end too soon.
And our next contestant from Sacred Heart Griffin, welcome Graham Cross.
The Last Laugh by Wilfred Owen. Jesus Christ, I'm hit, he said and died, whether he vainly cursed or prayed indeed. Bullets chirped, in vain, vain, vain. Machine guns chuckled, tut-tut, tut-tut, and the big gun guffawed. Another cried, oh, mother, mother, dad. Then smiled at nothing, childlike, being dead. And the lofty shrapnel cloud leisurely gestured, fool, and the falling splinters tittered. My love, one moaned. Love languid seemed his mood, till, slowly lowered, his whole face kissed the mud. And the bayonet's long teeth grinned, ravels of shells hooted and groaned, and the gas hissed.
Please welcome, from Decatur Eisenhower High School, Trevor Stout.
Richard Corey by Edwin Arlington Robinson. Whenever Richard Corey went downtown, we people on the pavement looked at him. He was a gentleman from sole to crown, clean-favored and imperially slim. And he was always quietly arrayed, and he was always human when he talked. But still, he fluttered pulses when he said, good morning, and he glittered when he walked. And he was rich, yes, richer than a king, and admirably schooled in every grace. In fine, we thought that he was everything to make us wish that we were in his place. So on we worked and waited for the light and went without the meat and cursed the bread. And Richard Corey, one calm summer night, went home and put a bullet through his head.
Please welcome, from Morrisonville High School, Cameron Harmon.
A Black Man Talks of Reaping by Arna Bontemps. I've sown beside all waters in my day. I planted deep within my heart the fear that wind or fowl would take the grain away. I planted safe against this stark, lean year. I scattered seed enough to plant the land and rose from Canada to Mexico. But for my reaping, only what the hand can hold at once is all that I can show. Yet what I sowed and what the orchard yields, my brother's sons are gathering stalk and root. Small wonder then my children glean in fields. They have not sown. They feed on bitter fruit.
Please welcome from St. Teresa High School, Annie Kafalas.
A Blind Fisherman by Stanley Moss. I teach my friend, a fisherman gone blind, to cast true left, right, or center, and how far between lily pads and the fallen cedar. Darkness is precious. How long will darkness last? Our bait worms have no professors. They live in darkness, can be taught fear of light. Cut into threes, even sixes, they live separate lives, recoil from light. He tells me, I am seldom blind when I dream. Morning is anthracite. I play blind man's bluff. I cannot find myself, my shoe, the sink, tell time. But that's spilled milk and ink. The lost and found I cannot find. I can tell the difference between a mollusk and a whelk, a grieving liar, and a lemon rind. Laughing, he says, I still hope the worm will turn pink, land, and warm, dined out on apples of good fortune. Books have a faintly legible smell. Divorced from the sun, I am a kind of bachelor henpecked by the night. Sometimes I use my darkness well, in the overcast and sunlight of my mind. I can still wink, sing. My eyes are songs. Darkness is precious. How long will darkness last? He could not fish. He could not walk. He fell in his own feces. He wept. He died where he fell. The power of beauty to right all wrongs is hard for me to sell.
From Pawnee High School, please welcome Riley Sant.
Famous by Naomi Shihab Nye. The river is famous to the fish. The loud voice is famous to silence, which knew it would inherit the earth. Before anybody said so. The cat sleeping on the fence is famous to the birds watching him from the birdhouse. The tear is famous briefly to the cheek. The idea you carry close to your bosom is famous to your bosom. The boot is famous to the earth, more famous than the dress shoe, which is famous only to floors. The bent photograph is famous to the one who carries it, and not at all famous to the one who is pictured. I want to be famous. To shuffling men who smile while crossing streets. Sticky children in grocery lines. Famous as the one who smiled back. I want to be famous in the way a pulley is famous, or a buttonhole. Not because it did anything spectacular, but because it never forgot what it could do.
Please welcome from Springfield High School our next contestant, Haley Dune.
Lift Every Voice and Sing by James Weldon Johnson. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. And facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, and bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. But yet, with our steady beat, have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sighed. We have come over a place that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. And out from our gloomy past, here now we stand at last, where the bright gleam of our white star is cast. God of our weary years, and God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, thou who has by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee. And lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forgive thee. And shadowed beneath thy hand, here now we stand at last, where the bright gleam of our bright star is cast.
Please welcome from St. Teresa High School, Emma Reedy.
On an Unsociable Family by Elizabeth Hands. Oh, what a strange parcel of creatures are we, scarce ever to quarrel or even agree. We all are alone, though at home all together, except to the fire constrained by the weather. Then one says, 'Tis cold, which we all of us know, and with unanimity answer, 'Tis so. With shrugs and with shivers all look at the fire and shuffle ourselves and our chairs a bit nigher. Then quickly, preceded by silence profound, a yawn epidemical catches around. Like social companions, we never fall out, nor ever care what one another's about. To comfort each other is never our plan, for to please ourselves truly is more than we can.
Thank you.
Please welcome from Springfield High School our next contestant, Austin Vincent.
Legend by Garrett Hongo. In Chicago, it is snowing softly, and a man has just done his wash for the week. He steps into the twilight of early evening, carrying a shopping bag full of neatly folded clothes. And for a moment, enjoys the feel of warm laundry and crinkled paper, flannel-like against his gloveless hands. There's a Rembrandt glow on his face, a triangle of orange in the hollow of his cheek as a last flash of sunset blazes in storefronts and the lit windows of the street. He is Asian, Thai or Vietnamese, and very skinny, dressed as one of the poor in rumpled suit pants and a plaid mackinaw, dingy and too large. He negotiates the slick ice on the sidewalk by his car, opens the fair lane's back door, leans to place the laundry in, and turns for an instant to the flurry of footsteps and cries of pedestrians. As a boy, well, that's all he was, backs from the corner package store, shooting a pistol, firing at once at the dumbfounded man who falls forward, grasping at his chest. A few noises escape from his mouth, a babbling no one understands, as people surround him, bewildered at his speech. The noises he makes are nothing to them. The boy has gone, lost in the light array of foot traffic, dappling the snow in fresh prints. Tonight, I read about Descartes' grand courage to doubt everything except his own miraculous existence. And I feel so distinct from the wounded man lying on the concrete. I am ashamed. Let the night sky cover him as he dies. Let the weaver girl cross the bridge of heaven and take up his cold hands.
Please welcome from Springfield High School, Mariah Brooks. That's Southeast High School.
The Way It Sometimes Is by Henry Taylor. At times, it is like watching a face you have just met, trying to decide who it reminds you of. No one, surely, whom you ever hated or loved, but yes, somebody, somebody. You watch the face as it turns and nods, showing you at certain angles a curve of the lips or a lift of the eyebrow. That is exactly right. And still, the lost face eludes you. Now the face is talking, and you hear a sound in the voice, the accent on certain words. Yes, a phrase. You barely recall sitting outside by a polar campfire remarking a peculiar expression. Two syllables, wasn't it? Doorknob. Bathroom? Shawcross. What the hell kind of a word is Shawcross? A name, not the right one. A couple of syllables that could possibly be a little like something you may once have heard. So the talk drifts, and you drift. Sneaking glances pounding your brain, days later a face occurs to you. And yes, there is a resemblance. That odd word, though, or phrase is gone. It must have been somebody else. Yes, it's like this at times. Something is, maybe. And there are days when you can almost say what it is.
From Pawnee High School, please welcome Abby Birdsell.
At Cross Purposes by Samuel Menosh. Is this writing mine? Whose name is this? Did I underline what I was to miss? An upheaval of leaves enlightens the truth. Rooted receives guest on a spree. Beauty makes me sad, makes me grieve. I see what I must leave. Scaffold, gallows, to whose will, who hollows wood, to build, kill. Blind man, anvil, no hammer strikes, your eyes are spikes.
Now from Decatur Eisenhower High School, please welcome Michael Allen Munessis.
In the Basement of the Goodwill Store by Ted Kooser. In musty light, in the thin brown air of damp carpet, doll heads and rust, beneath long rows of sharp footfalls, like nails in a lid, an old man stands trying on glasses, lifting each pair from the box like a glittering fish and holding it up to the light of a dirty bulb. Near him, a heap of enameled pans, as white as skulls, looms in the catacomb shadows. And old toilets with dry red throats cough up bouquets of curtain rods. You've seen him somewhere before. He's wearing the green leisure suit you threw out with the garbage, and the Christmas tie you hated, and the pair of ventilated wingtip shoes you found in your father's closet and wore as a joke, and the glasses, which finally fit him, through which he looks to see you looking back. Two mirrors which flash and glance are those through which one day you too will look down over the years, when you are old and thin and no longer particular, and the things you once thought you were rid of forever have taken you back in their arms.
And for our final contestant in the second round and in the contest today, from Morrisonville High School, please welcome Kara Brokamp.
Abraham Lincoln Walks at Midnight by Vachel Lindsay. It is portentous in a thing of state that here at midnight in our little town, a mourning figure walks and will not rest near the old courthouse, pacing up and down. Or by his homestead, or in shadowed yards, he lingers where his children used to play. Or through the market, on the well-worn stones, he stalks until the dawn stars burn away. A bronzed, lank man, his suit of ancient black, a famous high top hat and plain worn shawl make him the quaint great figure that men love, the prairie lawyer, master of us all. He cannot sleep upon his hillside now. He is among us, as in times before. And we who toss and lie awake for long, breathe deep and start to see him pass the door. His head is bowed. He thinks on men and kings. Yea, when the sick world cries, how can he sleep? Too many peasants fight, they know not why. Too many homesteads in black terror weep. The sins of all the warlords break his heart. He sees the dreadnoughts scouring every main. He carries on his shawl-wrapped shoulders now the bitterness, the folly, and the pain. He cannot rest until a spirit dawn shall come, the shining hope of Europe free, the League of Sober Folk, the Workers' Earth, bringing long peace to Cornland, Alp, and Sea. It breaks his heart that kings must murder still, that all his hours of travail here for men seem yet in vain. And who will bring white peace that he may sleep upon his hill again?